Earlier this month, there was a rally in the South End's Blackstone Park against the proposed Boston University BioLab. The lab, which would be one of a small handful of biosafety level 4 labs in the country, would test such deadly pathogens as Ebola, anthrax, hemorrhagic fever, and the plague. The lab has generated very wide controversy throughout Boston. Around 100 people attended this latest rally. Afterward, people broke out into three large circles for nonviolent civil disobedience trainings. They discussed different tactics, the pros and cons of direct action, and did some group exercises. After the rally, I talked to Claire Allen of a group called Safety Net in Roxbury. In the event that certain diseases leak out of the lab, their symptoms are too subtle to be detected in time, Allen says. They would go unnoticed until it's too late.
If it leaks over here, we have 5 days of incubation time with some of these diseases, and then a lot of the symptoms are cold-like symptoms. So, I mean, it's airborne. We die. There are no cures.
And in the event that hemorrhagic fever were to leak out, the window of time for successfully avoiding the illness would be too small.
Hemorrhagic fever, you have 30 minutes as a city of Boston to evacuate the area. This is a federal facility. They don't go to the mayor and say, oh, but Mayor Menino, we have an emergency right now. They can't by law. They have to go to the president. President has to go to Homeland Security. Homeland Security then has to go to our governor, the Public Health Commission. We have 30 minutes as a city of Boston to evacuate the area. We're dead.
Allen believes that such a potentially dangerous lab isn't just coincidentally slated to be built in the South End near Roxbury.
Who lives in Roxbury? Who lives in South End? 9 out of 10 is the population that are eyesores to the man. You know what I mean? So what's a few black folks? What's a few Latinos? What's a few gay folks? You know what I'm saying? So we have to protect ourselves because money is controlling the people that we voted into office. And so people are going to have to take control of that.
Allen says that Safety Net will turn up the heat in the campaign if it comes down to direct action.
Yes, we are going to put our bodies before the bulldozer. You know, if they do decide to build this lab, they're going to have a hard time. We're talking about our children, and we're talking about our lives.
Days after the rally, news broke that Mayor Menino has accepted almost $11,000 in campaign contributions from nearly 50 people associated with Boston University. Menino has been a vocal advocate of the biolab. The local coalition to stop the proposed lab, which includes the Roxbury-based organization Safety Net and Alternatives for Community and Environment, as well as Boston Mobilization, was recently joined by the Animal Defense League of Boston. The Animal Defense League is concerned about the thousands of animals that would purportedly be the subjects of much deadly pathogen research inside the lab. For continued updates about the effort to stop the construction of the proposed lab, visit www.ace-ej.org or call 617-442-3343. In Boston, this is Homefront.